because the people who didn't want to get it that were forced to get it. Oh, it's so obvious. But let me first give you the EU data, what's coming out of Europe. This is from the expose. Here, let me just give you that article. I don't have to set it up. I'll give you as much as I can. I can't give you the whole thing, but I'll give you the beginning of it. Take a listen.
Pfizergate. Official EU data proves thousands are dying every week due to COVID vaccination, with Europe suffering 300,000 excess deaths in 2022, making it a record-breaking year in terms of deaths. Mortality figures published by 27 countries across Europe reveal that the continent has suffered nearly 300,000 excess deaths so far this year, officially making 2022 a record-breaking year in terms of death. Every single age group, including children, has suffered more deaths by week 44 of 2022 than it did by week 44 of 2020, a year that saw extreme waves of alleged COVID-19 deaths. Source: but if we remove the first wave of COVID-19 deaths in 2020 from the equation, and just look at excess deaths following week 20, we find that the true scale of death in 2022 is even worse. Source: that's because Europe recorded 74,684 excess deaths between week 20 and week 44 of 2020, but has recorded 161,403 excess deaths between week 20 and week 44 of 2022. This equates to a 116% increase in excess deaths in 2022 compared to 2020.
I'm going to pause it. You're going to have to take the link, because I don't have time to give you the full article, but they get to all of this, and you'll see why. They say 300,000 excess deaths in 2022. That's the overall theme of that article from the expose. But with that, let's get to the United States. Edward Dowd was interviewed by Mike Adams. If you don't know who Edward Dowd is, he's the former BlackRock portfolio manager. He's great with numbers, and he has used his skills, along with some of his former business partners or current business partners. I don't know if they could be former or current. I'm not sure. But he has some people that help work on the numbers, because he's used to charting things from being a portfolio manager. And it was his job to know the numbers and run the numbers. Anyways, so his numbers are really good. They've been proven right. Anyone who has put his numbers to the test has found out he's on target. That's because a lot of times he's using, or he's almost always, I think, using government numbers. And I think the government numbers are already skewed on the low end. So we know it's most likely worse than anything that we report to you. The odds are it's most likely worse than what we even give you. Just remember that as well. So here's Edward Dowd talking with Mike Adams. They're talking about how we saw the huge bombshell when the insurance companies proved we were right, that all-cause mortality was up, but in the working class, and insurance companies were seeing a 40% rise in death claims from people of working age, 18 to 65, 40% increase on average. Some insurance companies saw slightly less. Some saw quite a bit more. Some saw like a 65%, I think. It was something like that. Up in the 60s was one of the highest ones. I don't know if that was Lincoln Financial. I'm not sure. One of them did. It's all jumbled in my head, but I brought them to you a long time ago. Anyways, you would have thought that, okay, that happened when the vaccines were rolled out. So a lot of people have not gone back and gotten multiple jabs. A lot of people have. But you would think it would have died down. This is 2022. We're getting near the end of 2022. But apparently, that is not the case. We're still seeing really high numbers. This is not good news. Take a listen.
So this much healthier group definitely died at a much higher rate in 2021. And I'm here to tell you it's continuing in 2022. The Society of Actuaries doesn't publish this data but once a year. And the 2021 data came out in August, which verified the data that I was talking to you and Alex about, or on the Alex Jones show in March. So they verified our data, which is good because, I mean, we were just two guys on the internet talking about CDC numbers. So now we have, you know, the whole society verifying us. They, I know from an inside whistleblower that the month of August saw 36% excess mortality in the millennial group life policyholders. That's age 25 to 44. 36. So you would expect this to be coming down, Mike, especially since boosters are not really picking up or being taken up with as much verve as they were. And mandates are kind of here and there going by the wayside. So we're suspecting that even if you got a jab a year ago and you seem fine, there's lots of things popping up now. We think there might be delayed causes and adverse effects coming on after, up to a year after.
You know what this is proving? If it's still happening and it's up to a year, and he said 36%, and he's talking about 2022, and that's what insurance companies are seeing. It's still hiked up. Wow. But it's clearly what we have told you, that people's immune systems have been damaged. Here's the scary thing. If this is a delayed, and I don't know, but if this is delayed because of the immune system being down and the numbers point that way, I'd be shocked how it could not be that. I don't see of any way it not being that. That means we're about to hit higher numbers, because if people's immune system has been compromised, we are just now in the cold and flu season. We have just entered it. So the month of December probably will have maybe the highest numbers for the entire year. And that's not yet been calculated in. So the percentage at 36% most likely will go up. If the vaccine has damaged people's immune systems, then you're going to see more people die in a cold and flu season than what normally should be, because some of them are going to get so sick that their immune system just doesn't fight off the sickness like it should. And if they have something else wrong with them, and that's usually what it is a lot of times, is they have something else also going wrong, so they're in a weakened state from something else, then they get knocked off. Sadly. Let me give you more, though. The conversation continued between Edward Dowd and Mike Adams here. Take a listen.
That is a really worrisome conclusion, but I agree with it, and the other guests I've interviewed also agree with it, that the long tail of this thing is going to be very substantial and very long because of the immune system destruction. At least that's the theory that a lot of us are, you know, latching onto in this. But we're about to approach a winter here. RSV is now taking off in hospitals. Children are presenting with RSV infections that are off the charts. And many people are being told now they should take a combination vaccine that's about to be released, which is RSV plus influenza plus COVID. I guess it's a combo, like triple death threat, or as Kanye says, DEFCON 3 vaccine injection. I mean, I don't mean to laugh. It's crazy. But just from the numbers that you mentioned, if you look at 32% excess mortality in the United States, that comes out to over roughly 2,400 people dying per day.
Yeah.
If that's applied to the population, we're talking about almost a 9/11 scale of atrocities or deaths every day.
Oh, when he sums it up, a 9/11 event every single day. What a great way to sum it up, Mike Adams. And he said 32% because he's going after, I think, what Ed Dowd was saying about 2021. I believe. I think Edward Dowd said 36%, so it's probably even higher, but we'll just go with that. Regardless, like I said, the numbers are probably best case scenario. So best case scenario, America is seeing excess death of a 9/11 event basically every single day, thanks to the vaccine Nazis who have pushed this on the world. But this is just America. You can assume this is probably happening all over the Western world. I gave you Europe. What's happening in Europe already? Amazing. We'll pick up more with Mike Adams and Edward Dowd.
You know, this is going to have consequences for the economy and global economy for years to come. And, you know, we've also looked at the disability data, Mike, which is a different database. That's the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And what I like about this database, it's not tied to any healthcare institutions. It's a statistical survey that's done every month. So they survey like 46 to 60,000 households, and they impute statistically what's going on in the employment report that we see every month and all sorts of different things. Well, they do disability, and, you know, they basically ask the question, are you disabled and no longer able to work, or is someone in your household disabled and no longer able to work? Well, that number on an absolute basis is running between 29 and 30 million the prior 5 years to COVID. Then mysteriously, it didn't really go up a lot in 2020. It actually went down because lockdowns prevented accidental deaths and all sorts of other things, or accidental injuries, I should say, not deaths. This is disabilities. But mysteriously, in May of 2021, it took off, and it looks like a growth stock chart. It broke out of its trend, and the year-over-year rate of change is a three standard deviation event, which, as you know, as a scientist, is a 0.03% chance of it usually happening. So something happened that's called a trend change. And so the number now, as of September or October, is like 33.2 million. So it's about 3.5 to 4 million people have been disabled since 2021. When you break the numbers down, even when you go a little more granular, and this is on our Humanity Project website, you can break it down between total population, civilian labor force, and then employed. And the employed, which is about 98 million, 100 million in the U.S., experienced an increase in their disability rate of 26%.
Hold on. He's going to give you what the other ones. Remember that. The employed 26% will pick it up. But I just want you to understand. 3.5 to 4 million more disabled. You're thinking, well, yeah, because each year goes by. No, he was saying on average, the 5 years before, it was 29 to 30 million. This is excess disability is the way you can look at it. On average, because disabled people die and new people get disabilities, on average, for 5 years, he was looking at the average. That's what it was at. And all of a sudden, after the vaccine, there's a massive increase in disabilities. 3.5 to almost 4 million people increase excess disabilities. So the vaccine has caused 3.5 to almost 4 million excess disabilities in the United States alone. Imagine what that number is worldwide. And you don't think the media is evil for covering this up? The governments, this is using their data. Don't tell you or warn you. They instill in the United States, they will tell you it's safe and effective and you should give this to your child. Do you understand the level of evil here? Folks, this is Nazi Germany evil. The Nazi doctors that did evil experiments on people because they felt like they had a greater good, a greater agenda. That's what's happening in America. These globalists think they have a greater good, a greater agenda because they think the population is too high. And because of massive population, they have to reduce the population to save the planet. So that's why they don't care. And that's why they encourage people to get it, because the plan was actually for it to harm you. That's the only purpose of these vaccines. Sadly, I can conclude that simply by if this is a fact, if it wasn't the purpose to harm people, as soon as it did 1% of what it's done, they would have pulled it. They would have said, oh my gosh, we don't want to harm people. We don't have to have this, you know, let's pull it. But they've encouraged, the more it's harmed people, the more they've encouraged it, especially in the United States, proving their intent is to harm people. Otherwise, it would be pulled. It wouldn't even be on the market. There is no vaccine that it would be allowed to function. It does not pass any standards. it automatically would be pulled. You need to understand this because people just trust it. Well, if it was so bad, the government would pull it. Exactly. The government should have pulled this right at the beginning. It should have never even been approved. They knew it was going to damage people before they even approved it, proving that's what they wanted. Because there is absolutely, in the history of the United States, there has never been a vaccine been allowed to do this unless you go to the scandals in which the government was testing things knowing they were harming people on purpose. That's the only time we've seen horrific stuff being allowed to go and there's cover-ups. There has been a history of that has happened in the CDC and the FDA. We've had historical records of that kind of thing happening. And the only time those things happen is when they want it to happen. That's the only time. If they don't want it to happen, they stop it immediately. That's a fact. So the fact that they don't stop it proves that their agenda is to harm people. Here, you don't believe why? Well, they love to admit this. Take a look at this article. Just look at the headline. This is from Natural News, but they're talking about Reuters. And here's the headline. Reuters wants depopulation to achieve climate justice. Says they're just too many people alive. What was this Reuters article about? I don't have time to go into it. That the world population just reached 8 billion. And they're upset about it because they don't think the world can handle 8 billion people. And these are the exact same people that are encouraging you to go out and get a vaccine. The people who say, we've got too many people on this planet. This is dangerous. Please go get your vaccine. Make sure you go get your vaccine. Not please. We're going to mandate you get the vaccine. Same people. Same exact people. A little more from Edward Dowd and Mike Adams. Pick it up where we left off.
The general population experienced an increase in their disability rate of 11%. So it was detrimental to your health to be employed in 2021 and 22.
Hold on. Because I paused it, some people might not be getting his point. I believe he said 26% for the workforce, 11% increase for the general population. That's why he was saying that it was more harmful to be employed. And that's because we all know mandates. Obviously, the general population had an option to get it. That's why it's way lower than the people who didn't have the option to get the vaccine, basically.
If you break it down by sex, 36% or 32% women saw an increase in their disability rate of 32%, men 19%. So whatever is going on is injuring and more adversely affecting women in at least the disability arena. And that totally foots with what Naomi Wolf found when looking at the Pfizer documents, that their adverse events affected women more. So we see it in the Pfizer documents. Now we see it in the disability data.
If vaccines were not even mentioned or considered in any of this, let's just take vaccines out of this for a minute. You would think that public health authorities and lawmakers and media leaders would be just tripping over themselves to try to ask the question, what's killing so many people? Right? Like something has happened here. Is it an alien space ray from, you know, planet Nibiru? No. But something is killing people. We should get to the bottom of this. And don't you find it astonishing the lack of curiosity about that?
I talk about that in my book. The fact that this is crickets is all you need to know, that there is a cover up on crime going on.
That's 100% right. I'm telling you. Fantastic job by Edward Down and Mike Adams, bringing the information that you need to hear, that you need to know. It's a terrible world in which we live. But there's one thing that's more important than all the information I've just given you, and it's this. That you know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through him. In this day and age, you better know that, because if you got vaccinated, you don't know how long you have left. Hopefully, your body has shaken it off. I'm not trying to scaremonger you, but nobody knows. I could get hit by a car tomorrow. I could. Make sure you're right with God. I love you guys. See you.